It's the summer vacation season, so perhaps you're listening to us today from your beach chair, or maybe you're zooming along an interstate trying to get to your beach chair. But if you're rich, powerful, smart, and you want to help solve the world's problems with some of your peers, the place to be is Aspen, Colorado.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
How are you doing? Today?
Conspiracy theorists are at least partly right. The people who more or less run the world, or think they do, actually do go off and meet with each other and plot what to do next. And for the last half century, many of them have gathered annually at the Aspen Institute, an idyllic hideaway in the Rockies where they can talk and have fun. Scheduled activities include performing ancient Greek plays in togas if you want to. You and I miss that at summer camp. Anyway, the Aspen Institute's new director, Walter Isaacson, says these meetings began back when the big issues to grapple with were fascism and communism. The hot topics these days, he says, are the clash of civilizations and religious intolerance.
You're not going to solve the problems of the world at Aspen, nor are we going to do it at CNN, NPR, and Time. But it is good to have some discussions about values, bring leaders together. And it does help you get a better feel for leadership, a better feel for values, and it's a nice week-long respite for the mind and the soul.
Aspen Institute Director Walter Isaacson. And among his guests this year is our colleague, Michael Kinsley. He's Slate's founding editor. We know Mike to be a deep thinker, and we're glad he's attending the conference so he could offer his view of it. But when we asked him to poll some of his fellow great minds about pressing global issues, he knew exactly what he wanted to ask.
Kerry Welch is head of communications for Fortune magazine and one of the organizers of this conference. As a public relations expert, you must face this problem all the time. What do you do at a conference like this or in your daily life when you see someone coming and you can't remember their name?
You say, "Hi, Kerry Welch. You know, nice to see you again." And you hope that they'll say, "Hi, Joe Schmo, nice to see you again as well."
And by saying your own name, you smoke out theirs.
I guess that's the plan, yeah.
And how often does that work? Most often. 60%?
60%, I'd say.
And the other 40,
you just sort of stand there like an idiot and, you know, hope somebody else will come up and say, "Hey, Frank, nice to see you." And then it'll, you know, joggle your mind.
That's a good tip. Former Senator Tim Worth. What do you do if you see someone coming at you and you can't remember their name?
Well, you say, "It's nice to see you again," as if, of course, you've known them for a long time, and then you work your way through the problem, and within about 30 seconds, you'll figure it out.
Really? Within 30 seconds, you score 90%, you think?
Close to 100.
Close to 100. Well, that's
I've been doing this for 30 years. It's a talent.
General Wesley Clark. What do you do in a conference or in daily life if you see someone and you can't remember their name?
Say hello to them. Normally, you're going to get their name. And if you don't, you say hello to them anyway and then resolve to find out who they are later.
Let's practice. Wes, it's great to see you.
And you are, hello, Michael. Hi. No, I wouldn't have said that. What I'd have said is, "Hi, how are you?" Or something like that.
And that works.
It's always better if you know people's names.
Thanks. That was painless. Zoe Baird of the Markle Foundation.
You greet them warmly.
Give me an example. "Zoe, it's so great to see you."
"You too."
That's not very good.
With a big smile, it does just fine.
Really? Well, it helps to be an attractive woman with a big smile, I guess. You don't have any other secret techniques?
No other secret. That seems to do just fine.
Great. Well, thank you.
Pleasure.
Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts faces this problem all the time. What do you do when you see someone and you just can't remember the name?
You say, "So good to see you. We don't get together enough." Meanwhile, you're going through the alphabet in your brain. Over and over again. A, B, C, D. What initial? I can do it. I know I can find this name. Keep the conversation going as long as you can so that by the end of the conversation, you will actually be able to utter that name. And it becomes a lifelong challenge to finally come up with the right letter that triggers the name that then allows you to say, as you're leaving, "Michael, so good to see you again." You have to come in more often from Seattle so that we can get together.
That was brilliant. Thanks, Ed. That was really great.
Slate and Day-to-Day's Michael Kinsley answering the big questions at Aspen, Colorado.